And the first thing is that there did seem to be some sort of agreement as to why we currently followed patients up. So that nurses, doctors, GPs and patients all agreed that it was important to monitor early complications. They all agreed that it was important to detect recurrence early. And the way that the question was phrased was to detect recurrence early in the hope of extending survival. Now, you can see there that 97% of patients believe that that is the current aim of follow-up, to detect recurrence early with the aim of extending survival. Now, if they believe that, that raises two questions. First of all, is it true? Is there any evidence that the current follow-up arrangements detect recurrence early and extend survival? But the second point that it throws up is that if that is what patients believe, they are going to be extremely worried about any change in the arrangements. But I suppose the other thing is that quite clearly that's what the specialist doctors believe as well. They believe that the aim of treatment, 83% of specialist doctors believed that the aim of current follow-up practice was to detect recurrence early with the aim of extending survival. They also stated that they believed that the aim of treatment was to detect the late consequences of treatment. So 77% of specialist doctors, 84% of specialist nurses believed that that was one of the aims of specialist follow-up. But we know late consequences of treatment are almost never either detected, measured, or recorded on a routine basis. Another quite interesting point there, I think, is that the specialist nurses believed that one of the aims of follow-up was to inform and enhance well-being. But the patients didn't seem to agree completely with that, so that only 71% of patients believed that that was an aim of current follow-up services, whereas 95% of specialist nurses believed that that was the case.